Emperor, The Gates of Rome, Book 1. Written by Con Iggleden and read by Robert Glenister.
Chapter 1. The track in the woods was a wide causeway to the two boys strolling down it. Both were so dirty with thick black mud as to be almost unrecognizable as human. The taller of the two had blue eyes that seemed unnaturally bright against the cracking, itching mud that plastered him. "We're going to be killed for this, Marcus," he said, grinning. In his hand, a sling spun lazily, held taut with the weight of a smooth river pebble. "Your fault, Gaius, for pushing me in. I told you the riverbed wasn't dry all the way." As he spoke, the shorter boy laughed and shoved his friend into the bushes that lined the path. He whooped and ran as Gaius scrambled out and set off in pursuit, sling whirring in a disc. "Battle!" he shouted in his high, unbroken voice. The beating they would get at home for ruining their tunics was far away, and both boys knew every trick to get out of trouble. All that mattered was charging through the woodland paths at high speed, scaring birds. Both boys were barefoot, already with calluses developing, despite not having seen more than 8 summers.
"This time I'll catch him,"
Gaius panted to himself as he ran. It was a mystery to him how Marcus, who had the same number of legs and arms, could yet somehow make them move faster than he could. In fact, as he was shorter, his stride should have been a little less, surely. The leaves whipped by him, stinging his bare arms. He could hear Marcus taunting him up ahead close. Gaius showed his teeth as his lungs began to hurt. Without warning, he broke into a clearing at full pelt and skidded to a sudden, shocked stop. Marcus was lying on the ground, trying to sit up and holding his head in his right hand. Older boys, were standing there, carrying walking staffs. Gaius groaned as he took in his surroundings. The chase had carried the two boys off his father's small estate and into their neighbour's part of the woods. He should have recognised the track that marked the boundary, but he'd been too caught up in catching Marcus for once.
"What do we have here? A couple of little mudfish crawled up out of the river?"
It was Suetonius who spoke, the eldest son of the neighbouring estate. He was 14 and killing time before he went into the army. He had the sort of trained muscles the two younger boys hadn't begun to develop. He had a mop of blonde hair over a face speckled with white-headed eruptions that covered his cheeks and forehead, with a sprinkling of angry-looking red ones disappearing under his praetexta tunic. He also had a long straight stick, friends to impress, and an afternoon to while away. Gaius was frightened, knowing he was out of his depth. He and Marcus were trespassing. The best they could expect was a few blows. The worst was a beating with broken bones. He glanced at Marcus and saw him try to stagger to his feet. He'd obviously been belted with something as he ran into the older boys.
"Let us go, Tonius. We're expected back."
"Speaking, mudfish, we'll make our fortune, boys. Grab hold of them. I have a roll of twine for tying up pigs that will do just as well for mudfish."
Gaius didn't consider running, with Marcus unable to get away. This wasn't a game. The cruelty of the boys could be managed if they were treated carefully, talked to like scorpions, ready to strike without warning. The two other boys approached with their staves held ready. They were both strangers to Gaius. One dragged Marcus to his feet, and the other, a hefty, stupid-looking boy, rammed his stick into Gaius's stomach. He doubled up in agony, unable to speak. He could hear the boy laughing as he cramped and groaned, trying to curl into the pain.
"There's a branch that will do. Tie their legs together and string them up to swing. We can see who's the best shot with javelins and stones."
"Your father knows my father,"
Gaius spat out, as the pain in his stomach lessened.
"True. Doesn't like him, though. My father is a proper patrician, not like yours. Your whole family could be his servants if he wanted. I'd make that mad mother of yours scrub the tiles."